the report. At Eero 230, the system stopped accepting Mara's evidence. She tried to attach the recording a third time. The progress wheel turned, and the file vanished. No warning, no error. As far as the system was concerned, the evidence did not exist. Around her, the traffic center kept its graveyard rhythm. Controllers murmured beyond the glass. Cold air moved through the equipment racks. On the wall, weather rolled across the Atlantic, indifferent to the military exchange that had broken into Mara's channel 17 minutes earlier. She checked the local cache. The fragment was still there. 11 seconds of broken audio and a record that made no sense. She copied the file's identifying code into the report. In the report, she named the aircraft Atlas 7 and recorded what she had seen. Friendly. Hostile. Friendly again. Then confirmed hostile. Beneath that, she transcribed the voices. Verify target identity. Verified. Atlas 7. United States military transport. Friendly personnel aboard. Confirm hostile designation remains active. Hostile designation confirmed. Confirm elimination authority. Elimination authorized. Her cursor blinked after the final sentence. Spoken over a hidden channel, the exchange might be dismissed as a test or a mistake. Written in an official report, it became a decision someone would have to explain. Mara added the times, marked the report for immediate security review, and pressed submit. The system assigned it a number, SEX 194471. She printed the receipt. Paper was archaic until a database disagreed with you. Before leaving the console, she copied the recording, its identifying code, and the report onto an encrypted drive. Making the copy was allowed. Keeping it might not be. Mara slipped the drive inside her coat. Mara. Daniel Keene stood at the end of her row, one hand on the divider. His jacket was off, but his tie remained tight and straight. Nothing about him suggested urgency. Conference room. Did security call? Now, please. The small conference room had glass walls that turned opaque when Keene closed the door. He did not sit. Mara remained beside the table, the report receipt folded once in her hand. Keene brought up the incident cue on the wall screen. Her report sat at the top, still unopened. "You reported military traffic crossing into a civilian channel," he said. "I logged command traffic on a civilian data route. These systems pull information from several places. Sometimes the labels flash incorrectly. Audio doesn't flicker. The audio may have been attached to the wrong aircraft." His tone was patient, almost kind. Atlas 7 was never on our screens. Mara looked at the queue. The report was still unopened. Its summary showed only the category and priority. The aircraft's name was hidden inside. She had not said Atlas 7 to him. Keene followed her gaze. For the first time his expression slipped, he opened the report. "I assume that's the name you entered." "You assumed the exact identifier?" "I received an early systems alert." "From whom?" "Operations." "Then there should be a record of it." He exhaled through his nose. "You've been here since 6 yesterday evening." "That doesn't answer me." "No. It addresses the real problem. You heard a brief system error, entered a channel outside your assignment, and decided it was a live kill order." "I didn't decide anything. I copied what happened." "Your capture is corrupted." "You haven't heard it." "I don't need to hear 11 damaged seconds to recognize a system error." Mara put the receipt on the table and flattened it with 2 fingers. "They confirmed the aircraft was friendly. Then they kept the hostile label and authorized the strike. That isn't a delay or a bad match." Keene finally sat, which made the conversation feel less like discipline and more like concern. She trusted it less. Close the report, he said. Mark it as a system error. I'll have operations look at it in the morning. Security review is the correct disposition. This is not a negotiation. Then reassign it and close it under your credentials. A pulse worked in his jaw. I'm giving you a chance to correct this before it becomes a personnel issue. There it was. Not a threat, exactly. A procedural kindness with consequences attached. Mara saw the aircraft change from hostile to friendly, then back again. She heard the question and the clear answer. Friendly personnel aboard. No one on that recording had sounded confused. No, she said. Keen leaned back.
No?
I won't close it. For several seconds he studied her as if she were the error. Then he stood and made the glass walls transparent again. Finish your shift, he said. Stay out of restricted channels. Back at her station, Mara kept checking the report. At 0300 it was pending. At 0424 it was marked for security review. At 0551 that mark disappeared. She took screenshots, though doing so could cost her the job. At 06:37 dawn thinned the darkness above the traffic floor. The morning team arrived with coffee and complaints about parking. Mara gave her handover without mentioning Atlas 7. Keen was standing close enough to hear. She refreshed the incident queue before signing off. SAC's 19-4471 was gone. She searched by number, time, category, and her own name. Nothing. Her activity record showed that she had opened the reporting system at 02:30 and left at 06:38. Between those times was a blank space where the report should have been. Mara opened the screenshot directory. Empty. The saved recording was still listed, but the file was empty. Mara stared at the row of zeros until the shift-end warning told her to log out. Only the folded receipt remained, beneath the desk, hidden from the aisle. Mara pulled it from her pocket. The paper still showed the report number, her name, and the time she had submitted it. Below them, a new line had appeared in faint gray type. Disposition? No reportable event. Mara folded the receipt smaller and carried it out with her,